Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight on That Kevin Show, he's a presidential candidate, Larry Elton. She stars in the new Pure Flix flick, Sun Moon, Mackenzie Mosey. He's the nation's most read pediatrician, Dr. Harvey Card. She's the dry bar stand-up comedian of the month, Amber Autry. And she's back in the spotlight, country star, Lainey Wilson. And now, from Times Square, where the cockroaches got caught taunting the pizza rats because they got Met Gala invites, here's That Kevin!
Kind of true. And I'll get to that in a second, but I love this jam. All stars. These guys are all stars. The Dream in Color Orchestra, Dick Tunney on keys, Tony Mora on drums, Dave Cleveland on guitar, and the one and only Sam Levine on saxophone. Just doesn't get better than that. Welcome to the weekend. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us from New York. What a crazy, crazy time we live in. I mean, we have not had a bunch of people get up in London, put on stuff, go sit in the rain for hours and hours to watch a royal be coronated in 70 years. But it happened earlier today, and now Prince Charles is now King Charles. He's been king for a little while, but he's officially king, head of the Anglican Church, all the rest of it. Anyway, he took the throne today, and coming up in assignment desk weekend, we've got an interesting story about he and Prince Harry. Prince Harry is the he's not the favored one. He's not going to be sitting on the throne unless something happens to Will, and then it would fall to him. But he's the spare, as he said famously on the cover of his book. But that happened today, and evidently it was kind of rainy and messy. But when they did the parade down the main entryway to the palace, the sun came out and parted ways, and everybody got to see the gleaming gold coach. It was just really something to see. I'm not as into this as my bride is, and as I know other people are, but it is still kind of historic, which makes me ask the question, why would Meghan Markle not want her children, the king's grandchildren, to see that in person? I mean, you always talk about how you're left out of things, and then you purposefully leave them out of things. That doesn't seem to make any sense. Your whole time you've been in the royal family, you've been complaining about how, you know, ostracized and left out and everything else you were, and you have an invite to come to a coronation, which has only happened one time in the last 70 years. And you say, forget it, never mind. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But then again, I don't know that Harry and Meghan make a lot of sense to anybody. Anyway, Voiceman Dave, he nailed it. The cockroaches got invites to the Met Gala. Did you see it? This guy has terrible aim. He can't hit a cockroach that's the size of a New York taxi cab. But he jumps on his shoe. And then everybody's all nervous about it for him, which I got to tell you, I get some anxiety seeing that footage myself, because I'm saying to myself, what would I do under those circumstances? I'm not sure that I even know. But that was a fairly large cockroach. There's no doubt about it. And it has lent itself to a bit of problem, because now we do have the cockroaches and the pizza rats in Times Square subway stations fighting each other, and they're getting to be almost as violent as the people. So you know it's a problem when the cockroaches are taunting the pizza rats, saying, "We got invites and you didn't," and the pizza rats are taking them downstairs, if you know what I mean. All right, in all seriousness, there is some other news to get to. And I was very much surprised to encounter a story earlier today about Evangeline Lilly. You remember the Evangeline Lilly? Dave, you remember Evangeline? She was the cutie on Lost, Jack's girlfriend, but everybody wanted her to be their girlfriend. She's now, the Wasp in the Ant-Man and the Wasp things, and they go to the quantum realm and get really tiny and everything else. Evangeline Lilly, on Instagram this week, took to her social media and basically ripped the entire alternating genders and substitution for each other idea to shreds. And I think that some people were surprised by that. She's kind of athletic. She's kind of tough. She's starred in some major, action roles in the Marvel series between Endgame and the two Ant-Man and Wasp movies. She's had to do a lot of stunts, and she's in good shape. But she says, why is it that the society only celebrates strength and agility and stunts, and it's in essence, and she used this word, masculinity, when it's exhibited by women? And she said, I don't think that's a good thing. And she said, I also don't understand why we would celebrate femininity in men. And she said, there can be strong and soft sides to each person, but if you don't understand that masculinity is something that we should celebrate in our men and that femininity is something that we should celebrate in our women, you're kind of goofy. And I've not heard Evangeline Lilly ever make a public statement about anything related to politics before. I know she had some sort of issue with the COVID vaccine mandates. I don't know if she was against the vaccines, but I know that the mandates kind of irritated her, and she said some things on social media about that. But and you got to understand the environment that she's saying this in. She's saying this in light of the fact that we have Dylan Mulvaney on the cover of beer and candy bars and, I don't know, cereal. And he's the spokesperson for Nike women's workout leggings and bras and women's tennis shoes. And all of those spokesperson gigs that are intended to be celebrated for women, he's racking all that in. Leah Thomas taking all of the trophies away from the girls because he was swimming in the girls' division, and now he said, no, but I'm done with that. I'm out. I'm going back to the men's division next year. I mean, if I was Evangeline Lilly, I know that I would have some issues with all of this. Because if you're a woman today, you know, an actual woman, a woman that has the woman parts, there's a certain degree of utter and complete ignoring of you and your sex completely in how the culture is transpiring right now. And whether it's trying to get kids to transition without their parents' permission or knowledge even, like they're trying to do in Washington State, or even just the use of pronouns and secret identities at schools, in schools across the country where they don't tell the parents anything, I think we're sowing some very bad seed into the whole discussion. So what she's saying, in light of all of the political pressure that the culture is putting on everyone to go in a certain direction, she's like, no, I don't want to. It's okay to have masculine men. It's okay to have feminine women. There's nothing wrong with that. And it's fine if you want to celebrate a stunt woman who can do, you know, scary stunts and does them really well. And, you know, she's great at her job. But there's no need to only celebrate it when it's a woman who's doing it. If men can do it, and maybe they can do it better, she says celebrate them as well. Anyway, good on Evangeline Lilly. I was a little surprised to see and hear all that, just because you don't see a lot of Hollywood stars taking stands on things like that. But I was glad that she did. All right, we've got an enormous show. He's running for president after he just ran for governor of California, where he won 57 of 58 counties. Can Larry Elder pull off the impossible? He talks with me next here on That Kevin Show. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's that Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
All right. My next guest is someone who has done the courageous, almost the unthinkable. He has thrown his hat into the ring to run for president in 2024. In a day and age in which everyone's saying this is going to be the matchup of two old men at the end of the road, could there be someone very different in the mix? That is the hope and the ambition of one Larry Elder, who is not only a fantastic spokesperson for the things that he believes, but also I consider him a good friend. Larry, it's great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
The last time we spoke, you had just come off of a brutally intense number of short weeks running for governor in California. My listeners may not completely remember all of the circumstances there, but you, even though you did not win, you fared quite well. In fact, it's a two-part election. In the second part, you took 57 of 58 counties and got nearly 4 million votes statewide. I'm sure that some of this is the basis for why you've made the decision and the announcement to run for president. But can you go a little bit deeper into the thinking behind it all?
Well, that's exactly what it is. I got into the race very late, Kevin, with only 8 weeks left. And in 8 weeks, I raised $27 million, more than all the other replacement candidates combined. As you pointed out, California has 58 counties. We carry 57. By the way, the only one I lost, Kevin, was San Francisco. I lost that by less than 200 votes.
Wow.
Didn't spend one dime or one minute there, and we almost carried that county. And the party wanted a guy named Kevin Faulkner, the two-term mayor of San Diego. The state party wanted somebody named Kevin Kiley, who's now in Congress. He's in the Sacramento area. I carried San Diego County by 30 points. And I carried the areas where Kevin Kiley now governs by also between 20 and 30 points. So by any stretch of the imagination, it was an extraordinary race. No one has won anything Republican statewide in California in over 20 years. And that's because the math is so daunting. There are for every one registered Republican, there are three non-Republicans. And so it's almost impossible to win. The reason I did it was because it was a recall election. If the ball had caromed the right way, I could have gotten in with as little as 25 or 30% of all the votes cast. And then my hope is I would have been in Sacramento for 2 years before the re-election, and they would have realized that I don't have horns, I don't have a tail. I have some ideas about what to do, about how we should have handled the coronavirus pandemic, what to do about schools, what to do about homelessness, and how to reverse the fact that in the last couple of years, 500,000 people have left California for the sunny climes of Texas, Florida, and other places. So that's really what informed the decision. And half of the donors, Kevin, there were 150,000 of them, half of them came from outside of California. And so when the race is over, I go to Key West to chill out, lick my wounds, and Elder, I followed your race. I gave you money. Drinks are on me. Dinner's on me. That's why I gained almost 10 pounds. Haven't been able to lose it. So many people, Kevin, said, why don't you run for president? And at first I thought they were smoking something, but the more I thought about it and the more I felt the same way about California, that I felt I had a patriotic, a moral, and a religious obligation to give back to a country that's been so good to me. I would rather not spend my winters in Iowa, not spend my winters in New Hampshire, not take the financial hit that I'm taking, but I feel that I would be shirking my responsibility as a citizen if I didn't do what I think I can do. I know that I have something to offer. I know I have something to say.
Let's talk about some of the micro stuff, and then I want to get to a couple of macro questions that you're going to have to answer somewhere, so that you may as well answer them with me first. But let's talk about the RNC announced debates today, and there's a couple of them coming up, and there's probably going to be a metric to make that debate stage. And my guess is it's going to be a certain number of donors to a political action fund to date, and it's going to require maybe 1% registering in a poll somewhere. Do you think, as we sit here right now, and they're a ways off yet, do you think you can get to that threshold in enough time to qualify for the first two?
I do. As far as name recognition is concerned, as you know, Kevin, I've been on radio for 30 years. The last several years, I was syndicated by Salem.
I'm an El Dorado. I'm a founding member. So, yes, I very much understand that.
And so I got pretty high name recognition. And as I mentioned, in my California race, there were 150,000 individual donors. And I think the metric is going to be for the Milwaukee debate, probably have to have at least 50,000 individual donors. I don't think we're going to have any difficulty reaching that.
All right. Well, that's one of the micro steps in between now and then. There's also going to be a pretty interesting field that's already starting to form. You've got Nikki Haley. You've obviously got 45. You've got the entrance of who just announced last week.
Asa Hutchinson just announced today.
Yeah, well, Asa Hutchinson, John Bolton technically announced a few weeks back. I mean, there's a lot of kind of interesting characters that are kind of fringe, but I don't really consider you one of those. You're someone who has a serious message and has made at least a serious attempt at a very, very ambitious run for office. It's not the last Republican governor of California was Arnold Schwarzenegger, and that was eons ago. So you can't be laughed off as someone who, you know, is not serious about what you're doing. But there are some intangibles that you bring to the race that no one else in that field does. And talk about that for us a little bit, your appeal to voters that Republicans don't normally attract.
Right. Before I get into that, I just wanted to mention about the gubernatorial thing. Keep in mind, California is the fourth largest country in the world if it were a separate country. And I ran for that top job. And there was another fellow who ran unsuccessfully for governor, became a twice-elected president. His name was Richard Nixon. And Donald Trump hadn't run for anything, let alone for the largest state in the union. So there's that. But here's what I think I bring to the table, Kevin, to answer your question. Notice how much of a politician I've become already. This notion that America is systemically racist, which is what drives the Democrat Party, that's their narrative, and the reason they do it is not so much that I believe they all believe it. I believe that they want to make sure that black people think of themselves as victims, as eternally oppressed, and therefore they will pull that lever for the Democratic Party like lemmings, because the Democrats have successfully positioned themselves as the a party that cares about social justice and inequities. We wear the white hat in that battle. These SOBs, these Republicans, wear the black hat. Without getting that nearly 90 to 95% black vote, they cannot win at the presidential level, and they know it. I can refute that narrative, I think, in a more effective way than probably most of the other people can. Having been raised in the inner city, my father never knew his biological father, left home at the age of 13, Athens, Georgia, Jim Crow South, joined the Marines. He ended up cleaning toilets, two full-time jobs, started a little cafe in his late 40s, ran it until his mid-80s. And my dad, when he retired, owned that little restaurant, the piece of property next door, plus the house we still have in our family. And when my dad retired, his net worth was a little bit under $1 million. That's what you can do in America. And my dad, by the way, was a lifelong Republican and said this about Democrats. Democrats want to give you something for nothing. When you try and get something for nothing, you almost always end up getting nothing for something. And so this message that the police, for example, are engaging in systemic racism against black people, not only is just wrong, not only does it insult cops, not only does it demoralize cops, it's causing what's called the Ferguson effect or the George Floyd effect.
That is the voice of Larry Elder. We're coming right back with the presidential candidates now declared for 2024. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The suspect in a shooting at a shopping mall in Allen, Texas, is dead. Shots were fired this afternoon at the Allen Premium Outlets, a suburb of Dallas. Police say 9 people were taken to area hospitals. Their conditions are not known. President Biden is defending his son's business dealings ahead of possible federal charges. In an interview on MSNBC, Biden said Hunter, quote, has done nothing wrong when asked about a Washington Post report that prosecutors may decide whether to file tax-related charges against his son. At Churchill Downs today, it was 15-1 long shot Mage, the winner of the 149th running of the Kentucky Derby. The coronation of King Charles III and Queen Camilla today in the UK brought a sight not seen since his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, had her coronation 70 years ago. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Now, back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
Continuing with Larry Elder here on That Kevin Show. Glad to have you with us across Salem News Channel, Biz TV, 300 radio stations plus, all the podcasts and streaming and all that jazz that happens afterwards. Larry, you and I have known each other a long time, and I'll never forget a morning that we had breakfast together. I think we were at the presidential convention covering it for talk radio for Salem at the time, but we had a very kind of elongated breakfast at the hotel cafe there, and we talked at some depth about the importance of fathers, and we just went to break. You were bringing up this issue of fatherlessness in the country. There's not going to be a discussion on the debate stage for either party on that topic. You're going to have to wedge that in, but when you do, you're going to touch people in ways that no one else is going to have the wherewithal to be able to respond to. On a practical level, How deep does that topic touch people? Is it as important as inflation in the economy and President Xi and all the things, all the other challenges that Joe Biden has really screwed up in our country? Does that cut through to the level where people really feel it and sense it?
Yes, it's at least as important as those issues, Kevin, because what will come up on the stage is crime. Excuse me. What will come up on the stage is the quality of our government schools, the fact that because of COVID, kids already behind lost a whole a year of math and of reading. It's not just losing the whole year of math and reading. It translates into loss of earnings throughout their entire life. And this, again, is a function of the breakdown of the family. My good friend Walter Williams once told me, the economist, if there's nobody in your house to make sure that you have been fed, clothed, housed, and educated, to make sure that you've done your homework and gone to bed on time, you are in deep, deep voodoo. And all too often, you do not have that kind of structure in the home. It has all sorts of other consequences. It also causes crime, an increase in crime. A young black male, age 10 to 34, Kevin, I'm not kidding you, is 13 times more likely to be murdered than a young white male in the same demo. And almost always the murderer is another young black male, not some sort of racist cop. This, again, is a function of the breakdown of the family. Unless you're prepared just to say that blacks are just genetically inclined to commit more crime, you have to ask yourself, what the hell is going on here? And what's going on here is the absence of fathers.
A fair observation about that is, if that is as important as those other questions, what does Larry Elder bring to those other issues? The inflation, the foreign affairs, the national security, the border, all the things, the freedom of speech that got taken away, the ability to make vaccine decisions for ourselves. There's so much that is going to be in the mix this year, or this go around. What is your agenda? What is the Elder plan?
My feeling, Kevin, not having heard all the other candidates, is that for the most part, we all pretty much have the same views about inflation, the excessive spending, not paying people not to work, the war on oil and gas, the fact that the borders are porous, the wall needs to be built. We ought to have a choice in education. We ought to reduce regulations. I think all of us, if we're from the Republican wing, Republican Party, pretty much have those views.
The very famous Reverend Jesse Jackson ran for president, it seemed like almost as an industry at a certain point in time in his career. And when he was asked at one point in time, why are you doing this? Because no one thought he was going to ever get the nomination. He said, there are many reasons to run for an office other than to win the election. And people are making that observation about the Republican field. I haven't heard anybody say your name specifically, but they're saying Nikki Haley's running for vice president, and Mike Pompeo, if he had decided to run, was running for Secretary of State or Defense. When and if this objection is raised, what is Larry Elder's answer on the trail?
It's real simple. I'm running to win, and I'm not running against 45. I'm not running against Ron DeSantis. I'm not running against Nikki Haley. I'm running against the Harris-Biden administration. We cannot endure four more years of taxing, spending, of the way he pulled out from Afghanistan, of the way that he browbeat states into shutting down their economies because of COVID. We can't take this the way that he paid people not to work. And so that you can't, there was a study done by a bunch of economists, Bank of America, Kevin, that found out that people who made 30 grand or less were better off staying home. And he was advised against this by Larry Summers, the former Secretary of Treasury, Democrat under Bill Clinton, and did it anyway. So, we cannot endure four more years of 5 million illegal aliens coming across our borders, having no idea who they are, where they are. Several of them are on, very likely on the terror watch list. And whoever the nominee is, I think it's then our job to coalesce behind him or her and make sure that we defeat Biden-Harris in November of 2024.
If people want more information, where do they go?
ElderForPresident.com. That's ElderForPresident.com.
Larry Elder, great seeing you, friend. Appreciate you being here.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi.
this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, friends. So glad to have you with us. And I want to say, very, very earnestly, a deep, heartfelt thank you to those of you, and there's a few dozen of you so far, that have jumped on board with us on our anti-slavery, anti-human trafficking campaign for 2023. And I have tremendous news to report to you. We got a list at the beginning of the year that had 192 names of individuals that our partners, Christian Solidarity International, have identified as slaves that are currently held in northern Sudan that are conceivably able to be liberated this year. And when the violence in the Sudan capital broke out a couple of weeks ago, I got very nervous and I was like, how is this going to impact what we're doing? Thankfully, it has not impacted it at all. And as a result, we have a very, very cool report to give to you tonight. And that is that in the midst of all of the turmoil that's going on, we have been able to liberate thus far this year 46 of the 192 that are on the list. And I just want to say thank you. Those of you that have made the gifts have stood with us and have made that possible. And obviously, we still have a ways to go. The goal is all 192 by the end of 2023. But I just want to say thank you. That's an incredible number. And that's, you know, quite a few more from last week. And that blesses me personally. But if you're just joining us for the first time, maybe wondering what's the program consist of? And let me just really briefly tell you, when the civil war ended between the Sudans, when South Sudan was formed and basically it was allowed to become its own country, which was largely Christian in nature, the peace between Northern Sudan and South Sudan went into effect. But nobody did anything about the hundreds of thousands of women that had been taken as slaves by the North. None of the countries did anything. And Christian Solidarity International has been on a one-by-one basis negotiating and securing the release of these slaves in very, very meticulous fashion, just one at a time, going and identifying them, finding them, and getting them liberated. Now, we ask you for a $250 gift, and what happens with that $250 is you, in essence, provide everything that the slave needs once they've relocated to South Sudan for their life. It gives them a year's worth of food, a year's worth of seed to plant for food for the following year. It gives them utensils to cook, sow, garden, even to fish with, and it gives them the ability to kind of begin to stand on their own 2 feet. It gives them some helps in terms of shelter to be able to be protected from the weather, blankets to be kept warm. There's just a bunch that goes into what's called this bag of hope. And kind of the coolest part of all of it is the little she-goat that each slave gets when she is liberated, and that turns into a little micro-enterprise, making cheese, milk, etc., having more kidlets and being able to sell those and help support her family, etc. But that's what's happened in the when you give your $250 gift, that is what ends up being given to the slave as they come out of their terrible situation in Northern Sudan. But I want you to know exactly the types of people that we are liberating and the types of people that have been helped by what we've done. Take a listen. This is the story of Nayanut.
My name is Nayanut. I was about 15 years old when I was captured. My mom had spent the last few days teaching me all about what it meant to be a good wife and a mom, showing me how to cook and sew. She had hoped I would get married in the future. One day I was out collecting firewood, and that was when the Arabs found me and captured me and took me to Sudan without the chance to tell my family goodbye. It took me many days to walk the complete journey. They gave us boiled sorghum as we went. And the men that had been captured with us faced grave dangers. They were considered to be spies, and most of them were killed right in front of us. Upon arrival in the north, I was sold to a master in Miriam village, and then I was sold almost as quickly to another Arab in Magalagate. He made me work for his family, sweeping the compound and washing the dishes. They worked me long and terrible hours, pounding sorghum, fetching water. And then they said, in order to be a good Muslim woman, I would need to be circumcised. I was held down as it happened, and then I was forced to marry. Against my will, they forced me to work even when I was sick. If I did anything that made them angry, they would beat me. My master never bought me any clothes, never paid me for any of my work, and barely ever fed me. Then one day, I heard about a CSI retriever, and I ran to find them in the town. As it turned out, they were freeing slaves in my region, and they had not known about me. But I think God allowed me to find them because they brought me home. We walked that same journey back to South Sudan. And today I thank God because I am free. I thank the Arab Retriever because he helped. I thank CSI and for those who gave. I cannot thank those of you who gave money to help us become free ever enough in all of my life. But I do hope that my prayer is answered, that we will not stop until they are all free.
That's the story, the real true life story of Nayanut, and as it was told to the CSI team and then interpreted into English and obviously voiced over by an actress that interpreted that story. But friends, that's the kind of people that we're freeing right now. When you call 1-888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or you go to that website, bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. And tonight, friends, we need your help. There are 146 slaves' names still on that list from the beginning of the year of 192. And with your help, we will bring all of them home this year. But we need your help. And because of your faithfulness in years past, we've literally seen about 4,000 liberated. Coming right back.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the New Music Spotlight stage, the one, the only, Lainey Wilson.
I never stay in one place too long. Your dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I gotta anchor in for four wide tires. And I can't help it, it's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close. Boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drugged through the mud. Runs on dreams and gasoline. And that old highway holds a key. It's got lead foot down when it's leaving. Lord knows it's taking a hell of a beating. A little bit of love is all that it's needing. But as good as it is tough, I got a heart like a truck.
Classics like Dolly Parton, but she's got her own signature, the one and only Lainey Wilson, in tonight's New Music Spotlight. She will be back on the Spotlight stage in hour two. Kevin McCullough live from New York, from Times Square. So thrilled to have you here. Come on back. Hour two's just ahead.
Hey, get the soundtrack. Search hashtag New Music Spotlight on Spotify. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.